Good morning. Do you like to climb trees? I know I do. Actually, I still climb a tree from time to time because I have to change the bird feed in one of our trees. And sure, I could get a ladder and do it, but it's a lot more fun to climb a tree and do it. You have to figure out where to put your feet and how to pull up and how you're going to get back down. I love it. In fact, I love it so much, and I think that the statute of limitations has expired on this. But many, many years ago, my husband Shelley and I were at St. Andrews walking, and he went inside one of the buildings for a moment, and I thought it would be hilarious to just disappear before he came back out. So I climbed up a tree high enough that he couldn't see me unless he walked to the base of the tree and looked up. Well, the joke was on me because I had not gotten into my little perch more than a minute or so, and the security guard walked by and stopped literally below the tree I was sitting in. And I thought, okay, if I make any noise and reveal myself and confess, what will happen? Will I scare that person? Will they react? Will I get in trouble? And I mean, I was probably in my 40s. It was a weird experience, but I chose to be quiet. And the security guard, thankfully, moved on. And then Shelley came out, and I waited a bit, and then I said, "Hey, I'm up here like a big, silly goofball." But anyway, it was a blast. Well, Zacchaeus, who our story is about today, climbed a tree when Jesus came to town. And from what we understand, Zacchaeus was not a big guy. And so it was likely that he climbed this tree because the crowds were gathering. He was kind of short and he wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up in the tree. And Jesus sees him, and the story goes on. Well, it made me think, wait a second. He could have probably seen Jesus from the crowd. He could have probably, gotten in there and figured out a way to get a peek at Jesus. And at first I was asking myself, well, why does Zacchaeus want to see Jesus so badly? I mean, he's doing things that Jesus wouldn't approve of. Why does he want to see Jesus? And then it hit me. Oh, wow. Zacchaeus climbed up in that tree for Jesus to see him. Zacchaeus needed Jesus to see him. Now, if that's true, it means that Zacchaeus was thinking, hey, this Jesus dude is legitimate. He's for real. And I want him to see me because people don't see me. I'm lost. I'm stuck in all this bad behavior. But even if he wasn't behaving badly, Zacchaeus could have been wanting to Jesus to see him just because we all need to be seen for who we are, for where we've been, for our story. We need to be seen. And I'm going to choose to believe that Zacchaeus climbed that tree because he knew that Jesus was the kind of guy who was aware, he was aware of people's needs. He was aware that we all have a story. He was aware that we all need connection. Jesus was. And I think the reason I choose to look at the story that way right now is because I've had a lot of opportunities to meet and get to know a lot of really fabulous people in a retirement home where our dad and stepmother live. And some of these people, when I first saw them, they were super quiet, kept their eyes down, didn't interact very much. And at first I thought, well, that's what they wanted, right? But the more I spent time there, the more I realized, no, these folks want to be seen. And they are seen by the wonderful people who care for them there. But wow. When somebody opens up to you and tells you their story and what they used to do for a living. I was a trucker. I drove across the country. Or I was a teacher. Those stories connect us all. And they remind us that we really have so much in common. Zacchaeus just needed Jesus to connect with him. And Jesus did. In fact, Jesus looked up in that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, get down here. We're going to your house and we're going to hang out." The story doesn't end there, though. It isn't just that Zacchaeus got what he wanted or needed. Jesus taught Zacchaeus how to pass it on, how to pay it forward. And Zacchaeus became the kind of person who saw other people, who really saw them. Let's pray that we can all do that. Dear God, thank you so much for the example that Jesus set for us. Help us to be aware. Amen.